folks. This is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast 84. It's great to join you again on this fine day and or evening, whenever you're planning on listening to this. That's the beauty of podcasting, because we're convenient for you. Whenever it's best for you, I'm here for you. I'm your ultimate flexible internet buddy. Before we start, I want to remind folks, thanks for the emails and voicemails. You can call us at 916-231-9480 and leave us a voicemail. And they finally changed the voicemail service, so you can actually hear a message that I have for you before you call, so you actually know that you're making the right number there. And email us, rberry@retrocrush.com, and for God's sake, visit the website, retrocrush.com. We just did a nice revamp of it, and we got some fun video clips up, lots of good stories. The whole look of the site's different, so even if you visited it since the 26th, you should check it again, because it's all new, all good. And also want to plug that July, San Diego Comic Book Convention, I'm going to be there all 4 days. I'll give you some more details about where at the convention I'll be shortly, but as far as where you can find me specifically is if you had a map of where the table layouts is. But please mark your calendar. Thursday, July 20th through July 23rd on Sunday, we're going to be there, and lots of fun planned. We got some fun things to just give away, and just come by and say hello. You know, it's always nice to meet people from out there in internet land. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with the show. Digging through some old CDs again, I came across a box set I got that's just fantastic. I'm not sure if it's still in print. Let me check here a second. Well, it's apparently not. I just checked on Amazon. They have used copies, but it was called The Music of Disney, A Legacy in Song. And this was a 3-CD set that came out in 92. And it's just fantastic. The first disc goes over a lot of the old kind of golden age stuff that they have. And the second disc is more of the newer movies. But the third disc is the true retro lover favorite here, because it's got stuff from the rides in the park, their live action TV show themes, and some other stuff that a little bit more obscure. And I wanted to play some excerpts of this for you. And just kind of share the nostalgia with me here. I enjoy this stuff here. First off, we have the beginning of Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room theme.
Ole! Ole! It's showtime!
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Yes, that's if you've never been to Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, it's just, it's hilarious. If you can imagine an early version of Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater, it's got all this fun tiki motif decor, and there's parrots and wooden creatures and all kinds of stuff singing this giant song and dance number for you. It's basically all these robots out of the wall. But what's funny is it's definitely late 60s technology, because you could just hear all the click, 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 click of all the parts moving around. And I hope that's one of those rides that I can see some guy thinking, oh, yeah, let's revamp this for today's audiences. But, they got to keep that the same, because there's just such a great kitsch factor with that ride that can't be denied. So if you've never been to Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, you're really missing out there. But, love to hear some experiences that you may have had in the Tiki Room or Disneyland as a whole. Of course, the best ride that Disneyland has, or any amusement park has for that matter, is Pirates of the Caribbean. It's just the most un-Disney ride there. There's nothing redeeming about it. All these other rides have, like, It's a Small World, or they're promoting Disney characters. But at the time that Pirates of the Caribbean came out, about 30 years before the movie came out, for that matter, it was just pirates, pillaging, fire, selling wenches, just complete debauchery in a ride. It was just so fun and refreshing to be on this ride to kind of wash your taste of the rest of the Disney experience out of your mouth if you were getting a little bit too saccharine infested there. But here's the beginning of A Pirate's Life for Me.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot, drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot, drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We extort, we pilfer, we filch and sack, drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Maraud and embezzle and even hijack, drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
Now, the pirate ride has gone through some changes. In fact, another one just recently, I think it was about 8 to 10 years ago, they decided to, some people felt, I guess, that some of the scenes where the pirates are chasing a woman around, that might be considered offensive. So they put a big cake in her hands. So not only is he just horny, he's horny and hungry now. But just a tiny little change. A lot of people were very up in arms around about that, but when you actually saw the ride, it was nothing. But they've actually done a very major facelift to this by adding characters and images from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies that Disney's put out. And yeah, on the surface, I'm thinking like, oh, that's a bad idea. But I saw a video clip of Johnny Depp on the ride going through it and checking it out for the first time. And it's a pretty cool looking. They've got some robots of the Barbossa character, some of the sea monster people, and a couple different ones of Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow character. And gosh, the animation on this thing with just all the modern science in this robot is just, it's beautiful. There's a video clip we'll link on the podcast page so you can check this out. But it's just fantastic. You can see Johnny Depp up close with this robot. It's actually kind of a neat video clip too, because it shows you some angles of the ride that you really can only see if you're walking around on the set instead of just sitting in the boat. So if you're a fan of that ride, like I am, it's certainly pretty good to check out. Now, one ride at Disneyland that's just gone, not around anymore, is this one right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland proudly presents our spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination. In thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthomagnetic musical sounds, the Main Street Electrical Parade.
And the Main Street Electrical Parade, that was a pretty amazing thing there. Basically, it was a giant parade at nighttime, and there was just hundreds of thousands of little lights that would blink in all sorts of patterns to the music. You know, giant little snails, all things characters are riding on these, and basically, it became a little antiquated, probably very expensive to maintain and continue servicing these floats. And right now they have a big water show with lights and stuff they do called Fantasmic that's kind of taken the place of this. And the Main Street Electrical Parade is no longer. And there's a while they were selling the little lights from the floats at the gift shops. But, you know, another ride that's disappeared to the ages there. But, you know, I'm a Disneyland sucker. I hate that it costs so much to get in there. But God, with the way amusement parks are these days, I mean, I remember paying like $11-$12 to get into like a Great America park, one of these Six Flags kind of parks when I was a kid. And geez, now it's like $50-$60 just to get into one of these parks. It's ridiculous. So, you know, at least Disneyland has a quality and integrity to it that's pretty amazing there. One thing I'm really looking forward to is I might be able to go visit Club 33 within Disneyland again. And if you've never heard of Club 33, I'll put a link up on the podcast page to some more about it. But basically, it's this exclusive kind of restaurant club within Disneyland. It's kind of behind a secret door in Orleans Square by the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And you have to be on a special list and in this membership group. And I know somebody who won a contest to bring some folks to have dinner there next year. So hopefully I'm going to get to go do that there. So, you know, while we're on the pirate theme there, I thought it'd be fun to play a couple other songs. One other song. It's Whale of a Tale. This is a Kirk Douglas from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Now, what's cool on this CD is that it's got sort of a studio version of the song. So if you've seen Kirk singing in the movie, It's not as well produced as this version of it, and I think you might like this.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up, she swapped me for a trout.
Whoa. That sucks when you get swapped for a trout. You know, I can understand if you're swapped for, like, somebody from Portugal. You know, at least there might be kind of a manliness to that. But, you know, swap for a trout, that's not very good. Another fun celebrity singing theme song is Swamp Fox. This was a 50s television show put out by Disney. I think it was early 60s, actually. Sorry, I don't know it exactly. But it starred Leslie Nielsen of the Naked Gun and Police Squad movie fames. And here's him singing the theme song for it.
My name is Francis Marion. I fought the British Redcoats in 76, hiding in the Carolina swamps by day and surprising them with swift strikes at night. They called me a tricky swamp fox, so a swamp fox I became.
Swamp fox, tail on his hat. Nobody knows where the swamp fox at.
Yeah, there's a, you didn't hear Leslie Nielsen sing too many songs back in the day there. Well, to kind of round out this Disney CD here, there's another fun one with Sean Connery from Darby O'Gill and the Little People there, and it's called Pretty Irish Girl. And I guess this is just an outtake. That's why the audio quality is a bit rough on it. It was not actually used in the movie, but it's not too often you get to hear the great Sean Connery singing a song.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather? All the crimson sails on Galway Bay, the fishermen unfurl. Oh, the earth is filled with beauty, and it's gathered all together in the form and face and dainty grace of a pretty Irish girl.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to hear that. I just love Sean Connery's voice there. But even more amazing is I was, iTunes, the program where I keep my music, it's like they've upgraded it so that when you look at one of your songs, it recommends other songs for you to buy on the bottom of the program screen there. And when I was playing that song, just from my own Disney CD that I have, it was showing me that there was a Sean Connery singing In My Life, and I thought, that can't be right, the Beatles song there. And I clicked it, and sure enough, there's this whole album. It's a tribute to George Martin, who produced so many great things for the Beatles, tribute album, and it's got just the craziest covers you've ever heard of. It's got, like, Bobby McFerrin and Robin Williams doing Come Together, Goldie Hawn doing a song that I can't recall, Jim Carrey doing I Am the Walrus, and the closing song on this CD is Sean Connery singing In My Life from the Beatles here. And here's a piece of that there. It's very Shatner-esque, I must say.
All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
But is there any guy that's got a cooler voice than Sean Connery's? I mean, if you could just walk into a bar and point at any lady and you could say, like, hey, there's moldy toast on my shoes. Come and kiss it, honey. And if you said it in that voice, you know, she'd still be wrapped around your finger. There's something about Sean Connery. He's definitely a man's 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 man. That's for sure. So, lastly here, I'd like to play, you know, since we were doing In My Life with Sean Connery there, I thought it would be fun to, I'm sorry I got called away there for a second, but Johnny Cash did a great version of In My Life on one of his American Recordings albums, and use this bit again to plug the fact that on July 4th, just next Tuesday, you can get an all-new Johnny Cash CD that's put out, and it contains the last song he ever wrote or recorded, and I think 13 other tracks. So, you know, God, I mean, just there's nothing more music-wise that I'm looking forward to this year than picking that up. And I'll make sure to get it the day it comes out and give it a preview and review on the podcast as well. But please don't let that stop you from buying it right away yourself. But here's Johnny Cash doing In My Life.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain.
Wow. Yeah, but, you know, Johnny could sing the phone book, and I'd listen to it. So, I don't know, maybe I'm just not impartial enough to give that a fair review. You know, it's funny, I just got an email as I'm recording this. In a past episode, we made fun of fans of Insane Clown Posse called Juggalos. And I had made fun of them on, and I read a lot of hate mail that I got from them. And I'll have to do that again. I'm thinking of kind of doing sort of best of packages of the really old stuff, just kind of starting over with some of the, because, you know, if you're just starting to listen to the podcast now, it's kind of thinking like, oh, you got 84 episodes to catch up with, and there was some stuff in our first 30 episodes especially that was just particularly great that was not recorded so well, and, you know, I learned a lot since then. It's not the great gold quality audio that we have now, but anyway, this was pretty interesting here. It says, Lakewood police are warning residents to stay out of Fort Steilacoom Park at night after 23 people were victimized in three attacks last week. The people who told police they didn't know their attackers were beaten with sticks, threatened with a machete, or robbed of their cell phones, wallets, or shoes during incidents after the park closed Tuesday and Wednesday. People should be aware that they are really putting themselves in danger in the park after dark, he said. No arrests have been reported, but investigators suspect the same attackers, a group of 7-8 men in their teens to early 20s, might be behind the incidents. Gudu said detectives have leads they are following. The attackers told their victims that they were Juggalos, devoted fans of the Detroit rap group Insane Clown Posse. We haven't confirmed, but that's what they are claiming, Gudu said. Police say they are aware of local youths who claim to be a part of the Juggalo subculture, but have seen no violence from them. Apparently, they are escalating. And it goes on to talk a little bit more about that there. But, you know, kind of funny, the Juggalos are on the rise. You know, with these troubles in Israel and Syria right now, you know, we may be on the hand of the true apocalypse after all. Well, you can always email us stuff at rberry@retrocrush.com. You can just go to retrocrush.com and see the email link right at the top of the page there. And love to get your voicemails, 916-231-9480. And here's one we got that brought back some fun memories here.
You know, back in the 70s, one of the most ubiquitous commercials was that awful one that got played for probably the entire decade, it seemed like. How do you get your shirt so clean, Mr. Lee? Shh, Ancient Johnny's Secret. Man, I was sick of that commercial. But now, enough time has gone by that, by golly, I want to hear it. Robert Berry, can you save me? Can you play that Calgon commercial for me on the Retro Crush podcast?
Well, you know, I just may be able to. I'll have to look a little bit to find the original audio. But, yeah, that was a great commercial. The setup, if you didn't quite catch it during that voicemail, was this blonde woman went to a cleaning place, you know, dry cleaners or of some sort, laundry. And you could tell that she was very familiar with Mr. Lee, who was running the place. And she'd say, yeah, what's the secret to getting your clothes so clean? And he said, Ancient Chinese Secret. And she'd kind of just smile and take it. Like, you wonder what was going through her mind. Like, you know, what did she think he was really doing? You know, like, you know, peeing in Coke and dumping it on the laundry. I don't know. But anyway, then what would happen after that was you would see how Calgon works and stuff like that. She's like a woman washing stuff in Calgon. And then right as the woman was leaving, the wife shouted from the back room, Mr. Lee's wife, she'd say, "Need more Calgon." And then the lady would look at Mr. Lee knowingly, and he's all busted, and she'd go, "Ancient Chinese secret, huh?" And that was it. So, yeah, I'd love to hear and or see that commercial again, so I'll be on the lookout. Whew, man, I'm good. I just, out of breath there, I had to go take out the trash. I heard the trash man driving down the street and sounded awful close, about a half hour earlier than he normally comes, and realized he didn't put the garbage out there yet, so I sprinted out there and brought it out, and right as I put it in the gutter, his like mechanical arm thing was coming up, and we nodded at each other, and he was like looking at me, sort of this cosmic thing, like, "Yeah, I know you weren't gonna make it, but maybe you did." And then he looked at me with loving eyes, and he licked his teeth. And then he kind of motioned to the back of his garbage truck with his head. And, you know, I that's just kind of scary. So had to run back inside. But, you know, now I wonder, maybe I missed a golden opportunity to have some wild garbage man action there. So if you guys think I made the wrong choice, you know, let me know. 916-231-9480. You know, I got a wife and family and everything, but sometimes I wonder, should I chuck it all for some garbage man loving? So, yeah, we were just talking about Calgon there. Actually, you know, between this period and now, it's been a whole night that's passed because I went to sleep. So it's kind of like you've just traveled 15 hours through time with me. But Dane Cook, he's a comedian that I think is pretty funny. Some people think he's just the greatest thing in the world. But there's this funny bit that he has from his album Harmful If Swallowed about the Kool-Aid commercials, and I thought I'd play a bit of that for you here.
Remember those Kool-Aid commercials? Where that big talking bowl of punch, he would come crashing through your fucking wall in your living room? You wouldn't even know. He'd be, "Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!" Right? And the little kids were all excited. "Yes, yes!" And then they would drink out of him after debris fell in his open, dumb head. He would pour himself. "Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!"
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Sure was glad I added that extra garbage man bit in that here to the podcast to make it complete. As always, call the Retro Crush Hotline, 916-231-9480. Email us, and love to hear from you. And if you're going to be in Sacramento this weekend, go to the Trash Film Orgy. We're going to be playing the Japanese Yakuza versus Zombie film Versus. I believe it's the first time this has ever played in the Sacramento area. So it's a golden opportunity for all. I'm going to leave you with a really fun modern cartoon theme song to Ed, Ed, and Eddie. And I hope you have a good day. We'll touch base with you again this weekend.